A big win for the Buffalo Bills earlier this week has everybody excited. And then, of course, that excitement to Matt Sabuda kind of diminishes as we look at the task that's ahead for the Bills this coming Sunday as we go beyond the playbook. It's the Bills going to Denver to take on Peyton Manning.
Toughest challenge of the season. Not even close. I think you're going to hear a lot leading up to this game about let's plan to neutralize Peyton Manning and what they can do that. And I think that's pretty much ridiculous. You can forget about that. He is just, in my view, not a guy you can neutralize. One of the best quarterbacks of all time. And if they can execute a well-planned, sophisticated game of keep away, maybe they have a chance.
All right, keep away. A kid's game, but this is something you think the Bills are going to have to do on Sunday. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, for those old enough to remember, and I hate to bring up some painful Buffalo Bills history here, the essential blueprint for going up against a top quarterback and explosive offense was really set in Super Bowl 25.
Oh.
Exactly. Sorry to everyone. The Bills had just come off an AFC championship game, 51-3. They had beat the Raiders going in to play a Giants team that had a backup quarterback. And really, what did the Giants do? They ate up chunks of clock consistently throughout the game and really kept the ball out of the hands of the Bills' explosive offense. And you know, while that comparison is hyperbole for this weekend's game, I think the potential game plan isn't. The Bills have a dominant defense, and hopefully the coaching staff can create a game plan on offense to support them and limit Manning's time with the ball.
All right, so we'll see what the coaching staff comes up with for Sunday. The one thing we always know that you have for us, subplots for all of these different episodes we get every week.
I think the biggest subplot for Bills fans going into these last four games is this is really the most important four games of Kyle Orton's career. He's established himself as a marketable backup, but he's also had some games that have made fans think maybe he can be just a little bit more, even the interim answer at quarterback for a competitive team with such a dominant defense. And this is the first game of a brutal stretch, and I think it's a major opportunity for him to win and show critics that they're wrong or prove them right. And I think on the other side of the field, there's T.J. Ward, who could be this week's villain for the Bills. T.J. Ward was a safety for the Cleveland Browns last year, and he's the guy that was responsible for derailing E.J. Manuel's season with what a lot of people argued was a dirty hit out of bounds. And Bill center Eric Wood was so incensed after that you know, he made a point to say to the media that this guy is classless. And I think the Bills have long memories with that. And while they're professionals and don't necessarily need the extra motivation, they really seem to thrive on it last week.
They most certainly did with Dante Whitner in town. And, of course, things worked out well for the Bills last week. But what about this week? Matt, I know you've got to put your fan aside for a moment here. What about the Bills' chances?
Yeah, I'm a skeptic this week. And I think most of Bills fans, no matter how optimistic, likely feel the same way. If they somehow find a chance to win, though, it would be an instant classic as far as statement wins go. And that is not hyperbole.
All right, Matt Sabuda, hopefully we'll have a statement win to talk about Monday when we go beyond the playbook. And thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.